This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Tom Block. A Florida State University college with a statewide footprint is enhancing its presence at home in Tallahassee. Thanks to a new agreement with Tallahassee Memorial Healthcare, the Florida State University College of Medicine will be able to give its students as many as 500 new potential mentors who are affiliated with TMH. Florida State College of Medicine Dean John Fogarty says Florida State medical students working alongside TMH physicians in clinical trials and laboratory research is an exciting new opportunity.
The opportunity to do something with our community partners to build really the next step in the phase of our career, as I see here. We spent the first 8 years really building a very strong educational program. I think we've done that. We've got some good successes. And now we really want to build our research portfolio. We want to be able to think about how we can actually advance the science, not only of medical education, but of the communities that we serve.
For Fogarty, the agreement isn't just about the next step for the Florida State College of Medicine and its students. It's about those students doing research that will help medicine take its next steps.
Most of it is clinical research, things that actually impact patients' lives. Partnering with TMH and some of their stroke center or their Parkinson's center or their neurodegenerative center and looking at Alzheimer's disease. These are the type of things that we can take potentially advances in the laboratory and bring them all the way out to the community and see how they work.
Myra Hurt, Senior Associate Dean for Research and Graduate Programs, says this agreement is about reality. Students in a classroom are reading stacks and stacks of research, but getting them out into the offices and clinics at TMH will help them to know where that research comes from, and that will make it that much more real.
We want the physicians treating us to be able to interpret the primary research literature, you know, the studies that are telling them this is the best treatment for high blood pressure versus not. So these kinds of relationships are really important in expanding those opportunities.
Hurt hopes the Florida State College of Medicine will be able to expand this new phase to all of its 8 clinical centers across the state, opening the doors of the more than 1,500 physicians who work with the college and their 2 million patients. For Hurt, that's 2 million more opportunities for Florida State medical students to shine.
Ran into someone in the grocery store just this week that was a retired Florida State professor, and they told me that they were in a certain doctor's office here in the community, and that this doctor asked if they would mind if they brought one of our students in, and how thrilled she was that she was seeing this connection of education with her health care.
And it doesn't surprise Hurt when shine is exactly what those students do.
They have long records going back into high school, usually showing their interest in their community and particularly in a medical career. So actually when they arrive, they can't wait till that moment that they're going to actually be out in the community with a doctor and seeing patients, because that's what they came to medical school for.
This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Tom Block. Florida State Headlines is a service of the Florida State University Communications Group. For all your Florida State news, log on to FSU.com.
Florida State Headlines is made possible in part by visittallahassee.com and the Tallahassee Convention and Visitors Bureau.